This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, pro-family leader, and author of 20 books, including Feminist Fantasies. And now the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
The number of Americans collecting disability payments has reached a new high of 11 million. For every 13 workers in the United States, one person collects federal disability benefits instead of working. If a new state were formed with all the people collecting disability checks, it would be the eighth largest state in the country. Federal disability checks are supposed to help those physically incapable of supporting themselves. But it is preposterous to think that all 11 million beneficiaries are unable to work. Americans today are no less able than 30 years ago, and workplaces have become more accommodating of disabled employees. Yet since the passage of the Americans with Disabilities Act, the number of people taking federal tax dollars through disability programs has more than doubled. Each month, there are 100,000 more disability claims than there are new jobs created. Disability awards for heart disease and cancer have roughly the same frequency as they did 30 years ago, but benefits for mental illness have increased 177%. It looks like some able-bodied people may be abusing the system. Disability benefits are funded by payroll taxes. Job-creating employers and hard-working employees are bearing the burden. Each misleading disability claim prevents industrious Americans from being able to support their families. The abuse of the federal disability system hurts more than the workforce. It also hurts the severely disabled, who really are incapable of working. The disability program is on track to go broke in 3 years. When it does, many veterans who were severely wounded in Iraq and Afghanistan, along with other legitimately disabled people, will lose their financial stability. Our elected officials need to reform the system so that the available money can be spent on the truly disabled.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Chances are you or someone you care about is unemployed or underemployed. At eagleforum.org, in a blog conversation with Phyllis Schlafly, we're weighing the causes and solutions of this national crisis. One thing is certain, more government spending is not the answer. Join the blog at egoforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com. Or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821. Or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit. The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel body armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
It is Friday, August 23rd, 2013. This is Spingola Speaks, and this is Deanna Spingola. I'm coming to you from the sunny suburbs of Chicago. I really appreciate you joining me today on RBN for people who can handle the truth. RBN's website is republicbroadcasting.org. RBN is now associated with Cumulus Media Network Satellite Services, which provides a 24/7 satellite channel to RBN on XDS. Cumulus Media has supplied XDS receivers to over 4,000 stations, each of which now has the capability to broadcast any RBN program. To see the guest lineup and relevant links for this program, please visit Spingola.com. There you will see the names of every single guest that I have ever had on the program since the end of 2010, as well as links to their websites. You will also see upcoming guests. Another site that I wish to call your attention to is SpingolaSpeaks.info, which was created by one of our listeners. It's a wonderful site, and I encourage you to go there. During the program, email your questions or comments to comment@Spingola.com. Join others in the chat room by clicking on the chat room button on my website, or by going to spingola.chatango.com. We will take calls in the second hour after we open the phone lines at 800-313-9443. My guest today is Dr. Rima E. Lebo. Her website is healthfreedomportal.org. She does have a radio program every Saturday from 10 a.m. to noon Eastern Time. Welcome to the program, Dr. Lebo.
Well, thank you so much. May I give the information a little bit more accurately? Unfortunately, there was a little bit of a glitch. The website is Dr. Rima Truth Reports. That's D-R-R-I-M-A, truthreports.com. And the radio show is Thursday nights from 10 p.m. to midnight Eastern at Revolution Radio. That's freedomslips.com, and we're in Studio B. So it's Studio B, freedomslips.com, Thursday nights 10 to 12. Thank you so much for having me with you.
Oh, well, thank you for joining me. Now, I first heard of your work when you did a film, a video on Codex Alimentarius. And that was just so scary. I thought, oh, my goodness, we better rush out and buy a whole bunch of vitamins and everything, because there's going to come a time that we're not going to be able to get them. So it was kind of scary.
Unfortunately, that is in the future if we do not take the kinds of definitive actions that are necessary to push back the ruling elite, to push back the genocidal globalists. The FDA, which I call the Fraud and Death Administration, and by the way, your listeners may find it interesting that I am a licensed physician. I am licensed in three states, and I have never written a prescription for a pharmaceutical in the 40 years that I've been practicing medicine and psychiatry.
Doctor, where did you go to school?
I graduated from the Albert Einstein College of Medicine in New York City. And I lived and practiced for many years in the New York City metropolitan area in Westchester. For those who know the area, they know it's very beautiful there. And then in 2007, January, I moved with my husband, Major General Albert N. Stubblebine III, who is the president of our foundation, the Natural Solutions Foundation at DrRemaTruthReports.com. I moved with him to Thailand, and there was a very specific reason. We believed that we had a really good shot at influencing the Thai food policy because Codex Alimentarius is a well-kept globalist depopulation secret. Very few people knew about it, although it's hidden in plain sight, before we started talking about it in 2004-2005. We understood at that time that the entire food supply of the planet, except of course for the ruling elite, was being weaponized against us. It was being degraded and contaminated in such an extreme way that it literally does not support life, health, or fertility. And we understood what was happening, and we decided that Thailand, which has a position of moral leadership because of the perception about its king, was about to become a totally GMO rice-producing country. Now, Thailand is the world's leading producer of rice, and we wanted to shift that policy away from GMO. So we made the investment of our time and our effort and our money, and we moved to Thailand in order to reach the king and change the policy. We were doing pretty well until Monsanto came in with boxcars full of high-denomination dollar bills and bought itself the Thai food policy. Thailand is now a 100% GMO rice producer, and it has had a cataclysmic effect not only on the Thai economy, but on the Thai health and the rice production of the entire region, Southeast Asian region and beyond. It was a tragedy. We were outspent by about $1 billion to $1 by Monsanto, which is only one of the ruthless depopulationist companies. A lot of people have learned to hate Monsanto, which is quite appropriate. I would suggest they divest their shares in Monsanto or any mutual or other fund that invests in Monsanto or Syngenta or Pfizer or Bayer Crop Science or any of the other devastatingly dangerous biotech companies. But be that as it may, we then set up an eco-demonstration project in Panama called the Valley of the Moon, where we determined that we needed to teach farmers from around the world how to grow again without chemicals, because our food is being poisoned by chemicals which our governments understand the dangers of and permit the high contamination levels of through Codex and internally in the U.S. and elsewhere, because there is an ongoing depopulationist agenda. Agenda 21 is very real, and it's very dangerous. And if people would like, they can go to another site of ours called truthaboutagenda21.com, truthaboutagenda21.com, where there are free e-books to download and so on. And at that site, they will see some of the other aspects of Agenda 21 besides the food aspect, because, you see, there are five genocidal technologies being deployed against us. One of them is drugs and vaccines, and we have come to understand recently through the brilliant work of our mutual colleague, Christina England, that vaccines are not being used in spite of the fact that they cause neurological and endocrine and other damage, but because they cause that damage. Because what's being created is a huge pool of what Aldous Huxley referred to as the deltas in his Brave New World, published in 1932, which is a dystopian user's manual for what he and the other elitists of his time wanted to see. The deltas were chemically altered in order to make them docile, manageable, replaceable, and interchangeable from conception. In Brave New World, you probably remember, people were not born from uteruses, but from bottles, cloned.
All righty, we are going to a 3-minute break. We will be right back with our guest today after a word from our sponsors.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plans, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
John Stettmiller here. Gives me great pleasure to welcome our new sponsor, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. They are a veteran-owned, Christian-based preparedness company. I know the owner, and I can tell you they share the same ideals and values that we do. From quality long-term food to self-defense and camping supplies, they have what you need to prepare. Great wholesale pricing, quality products, the best customer service. You just can't go wrong. One example, they have a 1-year food package that includes GMO-free vegetables and fruits, plus real meat like roast beef and chicken breast. Over 2,000 calories a day for $19.95. Not your run-of-the-mill carb bucket like a lot of them out there. From stun guns, batons, tents, gas masks, chemical suits, the list goes on and on. One thing you'll learn over time is value is defined by quality plus price. You get that value with AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. Tell them that John sent you and receive a free knife with your order today.
Welcome back. This is Deanna. Our guest today is Dr. Rima E. Lebeau. Her websites are drremaTruthReports.com and truthaboutagenda21.com. And, Doctor, you were talking about Delta and making people manageable. And one of the tactics that they use, according to Brave New World, or actually that was kind of the foundation. And then the five tactics that they use, the first one was vaccines.
Yes, vaccines and drugs. Now, since I've practiced drug-free medicine and psychiatry for 43 years, I think I'm pretty well qualified to say drugs and vaccines are never necessary and are always the poorest possible choice outside of the emergency room or the surgical suite. They have no reason to exist or be used except for pharmaceutical profits and for making sure that that people are sick and stay sick. Because remember, the pharmaceutical industry, which is the most profitable industry on the planet, more profitable than war or oil, and I'll tell you why I say that in a moment, the pharmaceutical industry makes absolutely no money if you're healthy. And we have, the Natural Solutions Foundation has internal documents from pharmaceutical and vaccine manufacturers saying that the purpose of vaccination programs is not the short-term gain of a few hundred billion dollars or a few hundred million dollars in profit, but rather the long-term gain in making sure that people are customers for life, however long that life might be. And it might be helpful for your listeners to understand also, they may already know this, that there is an Uber cartel. You see, the medical industry, which is the pharmaceutical sales arm, is controlled by, of course, the pharmaceutical industry, which controls training and supplies the goods, so to speak. But the pharmaceutical industry is also the agrochemical industry. They make the Roundup. They make the other things that are sprayed on food when it's being grown or in storage, or treat the seeds. And then they are also the biotech industry. So they modify the seeds to tolerate or require more of their toxic chemicals, which are then sprayed, and that makes us sick, and there we are back in the pharmaceutical side of the house. It is a cycle. It's a cycle of death. And all of these multinational corporations, which the United States government and other Western governments are now becoming fused with in the development of fascism, as we know, all of these multinational corporations and the governments share the Agenda 21 depopulation focus. And that is, quite literally, in writing, their writing, not mine, to depopulate the planet by 90%. And as I was told by a head of state who was my patient, remember, I do things without drugs that most people who come to me are looking for, because everything else, including drugs, have failed.
Let me just interject a question here. Sure. Have you had a problem with other psychiatrists or with the psychiatric agency? I don't know what they call it. What is the agency? The labor union for psychiatrists.
Well, I used to belong, when I was a young psychiatrist, I belonged to the American Psychiatric Association and the American Academy of Child and Adolescent Psychiatry. And then I saw, now remember, I graduated from medical school a long, long time ago, 1970. And at that time, drugs were just coming in. So psychiatrists were just learning that they could be considered real doctors if they would just write prescriptions for these toxic and damaging chemicals. And so they embraced what they called biological medicine very eagerly, because psychiatry was always the stepchild of medicine, which is actually a pretty good place to be, given that medicine is a deadly profession. But you see, I am licensed to kill in 3 states because I can write prescription drugs. I could write 4 prescription drugs, I should say. So I watched this with horror, and then I watched younger and younger people being given less and less well-tested medications, and I wrote articles professionally about the wrongness of medicating children. For example, I was the acting director at one point of a psychiatric inpatient hospital, and I had kids as young as 3 in one section of my ward, and then kids from 6 to 16 in the other section of the ward. And I took everybody off drugs when I got there. I gave everybody what's called a drug holiday because I couldn't tell what I had. I had highly drugged, highly dysfunctional people who had God knows what going on. And the nurses said, you can't do that. And I said, sure I can. I'm the director of this ward. And they said, we'll go to our union. I said, you do that. And so they went to their union, and the union said, well, she's the doctor. She's the one with the prescription, but God help her if anything goes wrong. I said, we've got a closed ward here. You're going to have to do your job. That's the issue. You're going to actually have to talk to and interact with the kids instead of just sitting outside the seclusion room while they bang their heads on the wall because they're so over-medicated. They have no idea what they're doing. I took everybody off drugs.
But did this cause you to have any problems with the licensing agent or your colleagues in the same field?
Let me tell you my secret. I keep and I force my staff, or I train my staff and require my staff to keep exquisitely detailed written records of everything. Somebody calls to change their appointment, that goes in their records. And so when the licensing board came at me on this or that occasion, or when Medicare, which I used to accept and no longer do because I believe that patient and doctor should be able to make their own decisions together, came at me, they could find nothing amiss because my records were so pristine and so detailed. That isn't to say that they wouldn't have liked to have found something amiss, but I knew that although it's not in my nature to be that detail-oriented, it was certainly necessary for my protection. I have never been sued for malpractice, and I carry no malpractice insurance. I've never been sued for anything. I have never had any attempt on my license or my liberty because I am so careful to document everything. That's not to say that they like me. I'll give you an interesting story about that. I called my malpractice carrier back when I was carrying insurance, and I said, here's what I do. I don't use any drugs. I use neurobiofeedback, detoxification, nutrition, psychotherapy, frequent medicine. Don't use, of course, electroshock or any other toxic or harmful method to treat anybody. And I'd like to know whether you, my malpractice insurer, whom I'm paying $70,000 a year for the cheapest malpractice possible in New York State, whether you cover the things that I do if somebody does come against me. And they said, no, you're not practicing medicine because you're not using drugs. I said, well, drugs are harmful, and they do huge amounts of damage, irreversible in many cases. So I don't use that. I actually help people. So you're telling me that you don't cover my treatment. And they said, nope. I said, cancel my insurance.
Okay. We will be right back in about 4 minutes after a word from our sponsors.
Freedom ain't free, but shooting is cheap. Knob Creek Gun Range. Shoot safe, pay less, have fun. Rifles, pistols, shotguns, cannons, what you got? We got a 350-yard outdoor range, plus other secret ranges we're not even supposed to talk about. Come to Knob Creek Gun Range in West Point, Kentucky, and celebrate diversity at our next shoot coming up on October 11th, 12th, and the 13th. 690 Ritchie Lane, West Point, Kentucky, 40177. Visit our website at knobcreekrange.com to find out more information on everyday activities or to get information on the October shoot on October 11th, 12th, and the 13th. Or call 502-922-4457. Again, that's 502-922-4457. Knob Creek Gun Range, where the Second Amendment comes first. Go to knobcreekrange.com today or just show up ready to fire at 690 Ritchie Lane, West Point, Kentucky, 40177. Call 502-922-4457.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
that moment of panic. Sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone, frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. Whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. Whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few thousand bucks during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. Theravim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from Theravim? Simple. Theravim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to Theravim.com. That's TERRAVIM.com. Theravim, the best supplements on earth.
Golden Stag Safaris invites you to hunt in one of Argentina's most beautiful scenarios. Enjoy the quietness of the Pampas and the five-star accommodation lodge. Excellent food and wine included in your stay. All the while hunting big game in the Argentine Valley. An area known for having a wide range of game, excellent trophies, the biggest stags in South America, as well as many other species. All gold medal quality. One-on-one guided hunts, rental guns available with the highest quality scopes in every caliber, Land Rovers for transport, pick up at Buenos Aires Airport, and a private aircraft for charter is all available. Go to www.goldenstagsafaris.com to see photos and for more information. Again, www.goldenstagsafaris.com.
Welcome back. This is Deanna. Our guest today is Dr. Rima E. Lebo. I hope I'm pronouncing your name correctly.
Lebo.
Lebo. Okay. And your websites are drrematruthreports.com, truthaboutagenda21.com. And you were saying just before we went to the break that you canceled your $70,000 a year insurance because you didn't use... How much?
70,
oh, what did I say?
You said seven.
Oh, there must have been a glitch.
An enormous amount of money, $70,000 a year.
Right, yeah, that's what I said, but there was a glitch.
Sure.
Sometimes we do. And because you keep good records, that you felt that that would keep you from having trouble with the agency that licensed you. So are you afraid of anything or anyone that might attack you because you don't go along with the program?
Absolutely not. The more visible each of us who doesn't go along with the program becomes, the safer we are. The people who oppose us, the programs that are being put into place to destroy us, these are like poisonous mushrooms. They live in the dark. They live in the shadows. When we shine light on them, when we make it clear that we are not afraid, when we make it clear that we are, in fact, the power, not they. They are the powers that think they be. We, in fact, are the power. There are lots more of us than there are of them. And we have the choice still as long as we act now, we will retain that choice to say what happens to our bodies. After all, the definition of a person whose body is owned by someone else, for whom someone else makes choices about what must or may not go into their body, what food they eat, what quality that food has, whether it's unadulterated or not, whether they receive vaccines or not. That person is a slave. The other option is very simple, and it's binary. It's either this or that. You're either a slave or you're free. You either own your own body or you don't. You either take the time and the effort and the energy to, for instance, get vaccine exemptions, legal vaccine exemptions, which are a pain in the patoot to acquire. But every state in the union allows a medical exemption. How do you get a medical exemption? You go to a doctor who understands that all vaccines are toxic, and you say, I have mitochondria in my cells. They are subject to toxification by the components of vaccines. I am therefore at risk for adverse vaccine reactions. Please write a letter to that meaning for me and for my children. And you carry that with you. You have that right. You don't want to bother? Then be vaccinated. Be a slave. Now, indeed, the vaccines are being used, excuse me, just let me make one further point. The vaccines are being used not only to dumb us down, but to sicken us up and kill us. The vaccines and the drugs are designed for profit and for lethality. So why would you put that into your body? Just because some idiot in a white coat has been trained by a marketing system to tell you that's what you should do?
Indeed. Let me just ask you one question. I did see you when you were on the Jesse Ventura program.
Uh-huh.
And I remember that you flew into the, by the hangar, but you would not go into the airplane hangar. And I'm wondering why. Because you seem to imply that you didn't trust him or that you...
I had no problem with Governor Ventura. Actually, before I appeared on the show, it was very important to me to have a private conversation with him, an extensive private conversation.
Oh, I see.
To see whether he was a real person or not, whether I wanted to associate myself with him. He is a very intelligent and aware person, and I decided to do the show. I was very unhappy about coming into the United States. I was living in Panama at that point, and because of Fukushima Daiichi, I am now living in Chile. I'll be happy to tell you about that. I flew into the United States. I stayed as briefly as I could. We had the interview, and I left.
So, did you leave the United States? Why did you leave the United States? I know some doctors have left simply because they are not allowed to practice here anymore, or because they fear for their life, or because they're on some sort of terrorist watch list.
None of those conditions obtained for me. I left the United States because most of your listeners will be familiar with the NDAA and the National Defense Authorization Act, which is an act of cowardice and tyranny that says you can be stripped of your citizenship, you can be held as a non-combatant, suspected terrorist if you are accused of having terrorist sympathies, whatever that means. Well, that act actually is a repeat of an earlier act which was passed and signed into law by the twice unelected president of the United States, George W. Bush, on October 17th, 2006. In that act, which is called the Warren Commission Act, the same things, the same provisions were legislated into the United States law. And my husband, General Stubblebine, and I looked at each other and said, this is no longer a place we wish to live. This is a dangerous, tyrannical law. and it will be used more and more widely. And now we know we have assassination lists, we have preventive detention and so on, and it's all part of the same thing. So we decided that we would continue our political fight in the United States, and we have vigorously through the Natural Solutions Foundation, but that we would not put ourselves in harm's way by remaining in the United States to be picked up and held illegally or unlawfully. It's legal, unfortunately, but it's not lawful. Under the Warren Commission Act, people can be tried by secret military tribunals and executed summarily. They have no habeas corpus or other rights, exactly the same as the NDAA. You see, under a fascist state, they repeatedly passed the same laws.
Wouldn't you call this a communist state? I think it's more towards communism than...
I think it's a hybrid. I think we've created our own kind of tyranny, our uniquely American tyranny. Fascism is the merger of the corporation and the state. We certainly are accomplishing that rapidly. We are taking the worst of just about every system I can think of and whipping it up together in the unconstitutional mixmaster of the actions or lack of actions of the spineless, gutless, worthless Congress of the United States. And I wouldn't call it exactly fascism or exactly communism or exactly this or exactly. It's unique. It's horrendous. And it's very dangerous.
Now, inasmuch as your husband was high up in the military, would he have been aware of what could happen? And is that the reason that you left? Does his position, did it give you some sort of inside knowledge about the possibilities if you did not leave the country?
Not specifically, but he's a very bright guy. He's an excellent strategist, and he understands very well what happens when a government runs amok and constitutional protections are shredded. So we didn't need any special insider information to figure that one out. That was pretty clear. And I think a lot of other people have figured it out without special insider information. It's all over the internet, and lots of people are leaving the United States because they feel that living under a tyranny is not only dangerous, it's also giving assent unless they are actively opposing the development of the tyranny. And we are. You are. We are. Many people are. And thank God for that.
Right, that is true, but there's still so many people who are totally ignorant of what the government is doing, and they fall for the nonsense that they hear on the mainstream media. They buy into the propaganda that is disseminated through the mainstream, and unfortunately, we still have a lot of people who are taking their children to get vaccinated. So let's get back to those five tactics. So you mentioned vaccines and drugs. And you were going to talk a little bit about autism to make the people more manageable.
Yes. In Brave New World, the strategy is laid out very, very clearly. People in this dystopian manual, and by the way, 1984 was also a dystopian manual. George Orwell did not write that book as a cautionary tale to tell us what would happen if we didn't take correct action. He wrote it as a manual of what he believed the future should be for those of us in the underclass.
Indeed. All righty, we do have...
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
Ground beef, eggs, butter, cheese, soup, sandwiches, strawberries, ice cream, coffee, and more. What do these foods have in common? They all come in storable, long shelf life food for you to save and use in uncertain times. Rather, if it is a meal or a snack, for a family or just yourself, CampingSurvival.com offers a huge variety of storable food for you to be prepared anytime. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order all your food. Eat today, save it for tomorrow, or store it for years to come. CampingSurvival.com sells healthy, nutritious, storable food in number 10 cans and pouches. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. Remember, save 5% off with code FREEDOM at CampingSurvival.com on all your prepared food needs.
Nutritious food is real body armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule I drug to hide it behind the marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. HempUSA.org wants the world to know these basic facts and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best-kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
The AK-47 is known for being tough and battle-ready. Now you can be battle-ready with tough tactical gear from StrikeHardGear.com. Made in the USA, StrikeHardGear.com specializes in mil-spec quality tactical gear for your AK-47, SKS Mosin-Nagant, and other Russian-style weapons. Visit StrikeHardGear.com to find chest rigs, buttstock pouches, bandoliers, shoulder bags, and other one-of-a-kind pieces of specialty gear you won't find anywhere else. Tough as nails and affordable. Buy with confidence from StrikeHardGear.com with our no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee. After that, run it hard because you're backed by a lifetime replacement warranty. Use the discount code RBN and get 5% off your order. Pull the trigger on StrikeHardGear.com today. Strike Hard Gear.
Welcome back. This is Deanna. I'm sorry we got into break before I anticipated it. I wasn't looking at the clock. Our guest today is Dr. Rima E. Lebeau. Her websites are drrimatruthreports.com and truthaboutagenda21.com. And you were talking about 1984, Brave New World. I think you could add Animal Farm, Atlas Shrugged, Tragedy and Hope, The Protocols of the Learned Elders of Zion. They have all kinds of books that they have produced, which kind of tell us what is going on, but more often than not, people don't pay any attention to those things, or they fail to see the agenda or the significance behind the things that are written.
Well, that's true, and then there is another factor, and that is that the globalists, those who would be our masters and our executioners, seem to have a rule. Now, this is my observation. I have no information saying this is correct, but it looks to me as if they tell us what they're going to do in hidden formats, in fiction, in movies, in decks of cards, whatever. And if we don't catch on and stop it, then we're fair game. That seems to be how this operates. And it's quite horrifying, actually. But it's how it looks to me that they've decided that they're going to function. Now, what what I see and what my husband sees, and the reason that we closed our practice of medicine and created the Natural Solutions Foundation, which we work for free, full-time, is that these plans have been very well laid for a very long time, and that the other side has more money than God. And if they run out of money, of course, they just get their friends to print some more meaningless fiat currency. And they control the political structures, but they are moving in such evil ways that they have to be defeated or we will be eliminated and enslaved. Agenda 21, which you can read on the internet, or you can go to our site, Truth About Agenda 21, and read it there and download free materials. And you can also watch a video called Don't Delta Me, Dude, because the England hypothesis, named after Christina England, the mother of two grown autistic men who put this together recently from her own experience and knowledge, the England hypothesis holds that generations, and now it's more than one, of people are being intentionally damaged in order to create docile, controllable, interchangeable, inexpensive workers. I was starting to say that a head of state told me first in 2002, 2003, when she was my patient, that it was the plan to cull the useless eaters. And I said, what's a useless eater? And she said, not what, who. I said, okay, who? Who are useless eaters? She said, those people who are consuming our non-renewable natural resources. And I said, did it ever occur to you that you're consuming their non-renewable natural resources? And she said, no, never thought about it that way. Ignored that. And then I said, well, how many of these useless eaters are you going to cull? And she said, 90%. I said, what? She said, 90% of the current population. And I thought she was either mad or she was telling me the most horrible thing in the world, but something I needed to pay attention to. Both were true. Her madness is the madness of the globalists. They are psychopaths. They have no connection to religion, nation, state, chick, nor child, kith, nor kin. The only thing that matters is their perceived well-being and interest. And, of course, these people are crazy. They're very powerful, they're wealthy, and they control resources, but they're very crazy. And I say that as a psychiatrist. I am not using that term loosely. Well, I said when I started
investigating... Are they psychopathic?
Yes, they are psychopaths. And we ordinary people who are attached to other people, animals, nation states, ideas, we have no defense ordinarily against psychopaths because we cannot conceive that somebody could function without caring about anything. And these people do. That is the fundamental essence of a psychopath. They care about nothing and no one. They act as if they care about lots of things, but they are in fact totally unconnected to anything and anyone. You say, well, what about their grandchildren if they're despoiling the planet? Don't they care about that? And the answer is no, they do not. They are insane. We have to take that into account. They are quite literally insane. And when somebody is insane, they're operating on different logical rules than we are. These people don't care if you or anybody else lives or dies, which is why they can conceive of a war against humanity, because we are, in fact, in a war. And that war is designed to kill us, kill our children. For example, the World Health Organization, and I hope all of your listeners understand they're not your friend, they receive more than 70% of their funding from the pharmaceutical industry, by the way. The World Health Organization is part and parcel of the Agenda 21 plan, and their plan, and you can read this in their documents, is to compress the remaining 10% of humanity into 1% of the Earth's surface. You will live in a transit village. You will have 256 square feet of space allotted to you. That's 16 by 16. That's your total living area. You will be permitted to bicycle or to walk without a permit. Any other transit will require a permit. You will not be permitted to visit the other 99% of the Earth's surface, which allegedly no one will touch. You want to bet? The elites will do whatever they like. These people are crazy. They call themselves the neo-aristocrats, and they intend to have their servants around them and their technicians beneath them. And the deltas that they are creating with vaccines and drugs in huge numbers, they now are touting the employability of. They're saying, for instance, SAP, a huge German software company, which employs 65,000 computer programmers around the world, now says that they want to start by employing 10%, that's 6,500, autistic programmers, because they make great employees, you see. They don't combine with each other. They have very poor social skills. They like routine. They follow orders. They don't ask questions if their basic needs are met. The British Parliament, Lord Freud, says autistic people make wonderful employees for the reasons I've outlined, and we need to employ lots and lots and lots of them, he says.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes, indeed. So when I say that we are being delted for the purpose of the globalists, I am not using hyperbole, and I urge everyone to look up our Don't Delta Me Dude video. And then when you've had a chance to look at it, it's brief, and it should curl the hair on your neck and cause it to stand up. Once you've had a chance to do that, I'm asking people to join the Delta Project, which means send me an email at drrima@globalhealthfreedom.org. That's Dr. Rima at globalhealthfreedom.org with the word Delta as the subject line. And we'll add you to a special list. There are free ebooks, there are videos, there are all kinds of resources which people need to have in order to understand why they should never again have another vaccination. Vaccines are unsafe, untested, unnecessary, and why they must protect those they love with this information and from vaccines. These are being used to destroy our central nervous systems and make us slaves. Bertrand Russell said in 1922, by injunction and injection, it will no longer be possible for the ordinary person to think independently.
Wow. We'll have to open on the other side of the break with that statement. That needs repeating. All right. We'll be back at 6 minutes after the hour.
John Stepman.